So make yourself comfortable, supporting your body as needed to really let your physical form settle. Letting go of all the pictures and the words. Find your own way for a few moments to really become present in your physical form. Body sensing, breath awareness, particular breathing practice, or just pure perceiving, your own way. Scanning your body, if maybe there is a particular sensation that's calling you to pay attention, maybe that's a form of a messenger. Or perhaps there's more of a belief or an emotion. Whatever wants to be heard and seen right now, this moment, just being welcomed as it is. Might you extend that invitation? And then when you have something you would like to dialogue with, greet that messenger, and it really doesn't matter what it is, any sensation, belief, sensation that just pops up right now. Greet your messenger and let it know that you're here. Like in your own endearing way. Hi, darling, I know you. I'm willing to stay with you. At least for a little while, just to listen and feel you. You might need to have that messenger farther away or right next to you. Make it safe for yourself. And note how the messenger might feel with having some sort of a welcome, some willingness for you to be with it. How is that for the messenger? And this whole guided meditation is really more a feeling, sensing meditation, not a mental exploration. So as you're having this part of you that wants to be seen, heard, and met, how do you feel with it being present? Just letting it be here without needing to do anything. Just feeling the impact of this messenger being here in your body. Feel. Where do you feel it? How does it manifest? Does it change your breathing? Does it cause discomfort? Is the happy place present? Your inner resource. Keep returning to feeling sensation. If necessary, if there's a sense of overwhelm or confusion, feel free to use a breathing practice, opening your eyes, inviting your inner resource to come back to simply being present with yourself. You might just continue exploring, holding the space for this part of you that might be hidden most of the time, but you might be curious to ask the messenger if it has anything to say. There might not be anything, but listen. And do you have anything to say to your messenger? Maybe engage in a dialogue for a little bit, if that comes to you. Otherwise, just feel the impact on the messenger and on you. And does that messenger want anything from you? If there were anything it could have from you, what would be its deepest wish? Never mind your mind going into how to manifest that. It's just giving that messenger the chance. What is its deepest wish in order to be integrated into your whole being? If you're ready to move on, you might want to ask that part, if there's anything it actually needs. For it to be more at ease, to feel welcomed, to become an ally for you rather than a feared enemy. What does it need from you? There might even be an action that it wants you to take, perhaps a very specific action. Might you consider that? Take a few more moments to engage in tea and conversation with that part of yourself. And keep feeling what the body feels like. Continually coming back to being present awareness with all of your perceptions. And feeling the accompanying sensations, emotions. As we come to a close, perhaps there's something else that needs to be said or done. Perhaps reassuring that part of you that in a safe way, you're there for it, embracing it. You might even want to embrace yourself by putting your left hand under your right armpit and your right hand on your left shoulder and give yourself a hug, including that part of yourself, if that feels comfortable. The invitation here is that at some point you might want to journal or artistically express what you feel and what you learned. And maybe there's more exploration. So perhaps the intention to make space to do this healing dialogue again would be a good one. And I'll give you an outline for that so you can practice it with yourself.